Christ is in our midst.
Amen. Amen. Shall be.
Brothers and sisters in Christ, the beginning of the gospel reading was given to us again. And just as the gospel reading in St. Matthew began within the beginning, so this gospel reading of St. Mark also has as its very first word the beginning. In Matthew's gospel, the beginning brought us back to the patriarch Abraham, and we learned that Jesus, that little baby born in the manger, was none other than the fulfillment of all the promises of God to his people right from the beginning of their history with Abraham. He was the fulfillment of the promises, and in him, the life and light promised to his people and to the world has come. Mark's gospel also says in the beginning, of the gospel, and then it goes right to John the Baptist, the one who prepared the way for Jesus. Before I look at that, I would like to show the parallel that I see anyway between the beginning in Mark's gospel and the beginning of Genesis 1. You know, in Genesis also it begins with the beginning. And the very same word in the Greek translation of the Old Testament, arche. Well, in the beginning, in Genesis, we read how God created the world. And I have always been impressed with the study of the world, and it never ceases to amaze me that in the great expanse of the universe, there are how many stars in our galaxy? Our little galaxy, yes. Billions of stars. Billions of stars in our galaxy. Now, how many galaxies are there in the world? Are you ready? Billions of galaxies. Hundreds of billions. So when you consider the expanse of the universe, it's just mind-boggling. Where is it that God chose to focus his greatest and most magnificent work that more than anything else reveals who God is? It was in man, on this little planet called Earth. Now, when you also consider just the world as it's created, you have this great expanse of the universe in which you need a telescope and advanced, all kinds of advanced telescopes. But anyway, there's also a universe. There's also a magnificent world within the very smallest structures of our being in the world of the cell. There's a magnificent world going on inside of us. Well, according to the beginning of the gospel as it's given to us in Mark, if we are to understand what happened at Christmas with the coming of Christ, we need to be prepared. And the preparation for that comes within ourselves. In Jesus' ministry, he said, the kingdom of God is where? In this vast, vast universe? Well, it's you can see much of the glory of the kingdom there. But the kingdom of God, that whole kingdom resides within us. The kingdom of God is within you. And that's why John the Baptist, when he said, the beginning of God's great work is the preparation of our hearts. He said, repent. That was the ministry of John the Baptist. He came to prepare the way for Christ. so that when he would come, we would know him, receive him, and experience the life he came to give. Preparation is very important for everything we do as people. I was amazed at the Roventa girls and how they went on these trips to different countries. They had to prepare before they went, didn't they? They had to prepare. Andrew, I hear you're going to India. In what, 3 days, 4 days, Andrew is heading out to India. He's not just getting on a plane, or he's not getting on a donkey or whatever. He's not just going on his own. There's a lot of preparation that went in, so it'll be a very profitable time for him. The Son of God, the second person of the Holy Trinity, prepared to come here to this universe. He left the glory of his kingdom. He came down. He was born here of the Virgin Mary. He had his ministry. He suffered and died. And when he had destroyed death by his death and rose victorious from the grave, he ascended back up into heaven. That whole ministry of God descending and becoming man, and then ascending, and in his ascension, he ascended to take us and our humanity with him in glory to heaven. That was all a part of the preparation for this great work which God did in Christ. There was so much preparation involved. The church now is calling us to prepare. And how do we prepare for the life that we have in Christ? How do we prepare for the Messiah? We prepare by focusing within. You know, it's so easy to say, well, you know, the big important things of life happen out there. The most important things in our lives happen right here within us. And that was John the Baptist's ministry, preparing people for the coming of the Messiah. And that preparation was his call to repentance. When you plant a garden, you just take a bunch of seeds and go outdoors and just kind of throw them around. So, well, I'd like to have my garden over here this year. There you go. And, well, I think I'd like to have some flowers over here. What kind of preparation does it take? It takes a lot of work, doesn't it? Because when you plant a garden at home, you just say, Mom, it's time to plant the garden. Or Dad, let's go plant the garden. He said, well, you ready? Get your hoe or get your spade. We've got to prepare the soil. Because if the ground isn't ready, those seeds are going to do what? Nothing. They'll just sit there and die. Christ has come. We celebrated his birth this past week. He has come. But for Christ to do good for you kids and for me, we have to have a place for him to be born within our hearts, within our lives. There has to be a transformation that takes place within us. We have to prepare ourselves. How do we prepare ourselves? How do we make the soil of our hearts fertile so that Jesus wants to live there and produce good fruits? How can Jesus find a nice place in our hearts? Well, it's going to take some work, just like it takes work to prepare a garden. When you have bad thoughts come into your heart, when you get really mad, or when you want to say horrible things to other people, maybe your brothers or your sisters, when you feel like, oh, and then you just whack them, a good one. Do you think that's the fruit? Do you think that's what comes when Jesus is living in our hearts? Probably not. So, to have that baby Jesus born in our hearts, we need to take all those evil, bad things out. The Apostle Paul says, put to death the old man that is in you. Anger, lust, hatred, envy, and nurture instead the Spirit of God. One thing that John the Baptist said in his ministry, in preparing us, John the Baptist said, you know, I baptize you with water, but when Jesus comes, the Messiah, he's going to baptize you, he's going to wash you clean in your hearts with the Holy Spirit. So, we need to get the Holy Spirit working within us. And that takes work, folks. It honestly does. It's not magical. And you say, well, you know, God, you're just not making me very happy this week. God, you're just not making me very loving this week. And then put all the blame on God. Does that make any sense? God loves us. He is there to give us His grace and Spirit. But we need to invite Him in. We need to ask God more and more that Jesus lives in our hearts and gives us the Spirit of love. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. For such there is no law. That is Jesus living in our hearts. May He give us His grace and Spirit. And may you and I work hard at making this a place where Jesus can live and do good things in our lives. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.